titled this A Myrtle Fillmore Sunday, let me explain why I did that. Charles Fillmore, her husband, loved to speak in front of the congregation. And if you've read any of his writings, you can imagine that he spoke as prolifically as he wrote. Myrtle, his wife, was a little more reticent than that. She, instead of giving sermons, liked to hold discussions with her congregation and sometimes have members of the congregation lead the discussion. So I really hope, I mean, I'm no Myrtle Fillmore, but I really, really hope that you will participate in this and let's see what good comes out of it. So we have the Christ candle in front of us, and I've given you a quote of Marianne Williamson's, whose writings I adore. And I'm going to read it to you. Don't have to reach for those readers. Okay. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That is so powerful. Did that resonate with anybody the way it did with me when I first heard it? Anybody have any reaction to that? Priscilla.
I had it when it was saying, you know, most frighten us and stuff like that, and that you just live your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part of it, because I think sometimes we forget that we're the child of God when things come upon us, you know? And then God has a way of letting you know, I'm still here, you know?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It is. It is easy to forget that we are a child of God. Sarah?
I think about my little great-grandson last. He had a birthday yesterday, and I went to it, of course, and he's 2 years old. And when it says here, we're all meant to shine as children do, just watching him, he just like he enjoyed life, just... Everybody's around, he's smiling, they had his little cartoons on, but nothing wrong, just absolutely nothing, just shining all over.
Isn't that a joy to watch?
Yes. So joyful, just enjoy that.
Yeah. It's like watching a puppy.
Yeah. I know it.
Yeah.
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 Amazing.
So, did anybody else have anything? Neil?
I thought it was so counter to the way I was brought up.
Yeah.
In the sense of, you know, don't shine, don't be humble, don't show other people up. And, yeah.
Did you read my notes? Because you're right. I think you're so right. I know that's how I was brought up. You know, you don't shine. Don't shine. You know, what did we think was wrong with shining? What was wrong? Our parents brought us up the same way they were brought up. Yeah, there must be something in the religious teachings. You know, I'm not the best student of the Bible. I'm sorry. Must be something in there that told them that if you shine or try to magnify yourself, you're trying to outshine God. I guess I don't know. I don't know. Now, we light the Christ candle every week, as we begin our worship, right? So what does it mean to let your light shine? It's a phrase we all kind of like think we know what it is, but what does it really mean on a daily basis to let your light shine? This Christ candle. What does it say to you? What's letting your light shine, Priscilla?
I think when you go around and you're smiling and you speak to people, hello, good morning, are you having a great day? And things like that are helpful, somebody's in trouble or something like that, can I help you?
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Well, right. Priscilla, can you think of a better example than Priscilla?
Wait.
Really? She's our hugger in chief, if anybody's here and doesn't know that. Yeah. Right. Christ gave us that one commandment, love each other, right? So when we see somebody and we smile at them and we offer them help, we are letting our Christ light shine to them, right? What else does letting your light shine mean?
Being patient.
Yes.
Being patient?
Yeah.
Sure. Nancy.
Grateful. Where I work, there's a lot of change going on. So there's unfortunately, people always like change. It's quite negative. And
yeah.
Not engaging in that, it sometimes separates you. People don't always, because misery likes company.
Sure.
So when you move away from that, sometimes you're not seen as part of the crowd because you're not in misery with all of them. So trying to be positive, be appreciative, find the thing that's good about something that's happening, because within everything that's not good, there's something positive that can happen from that.
Sure, sure, if we're patient and wait for it, right. But you raise a really good point. Have you ever encountered somebody who wanted you to keep your light dim so that their light wouldn't look dim in contrast? Have you ever encountered anyone like that? Yeah. Kathy, you have. You want to tell us, or?
No, I was married to him for 20 years.
Gotcha. I wonder how many people have walked into the divorce attorney's office and said, he wouldn't let my light shine. Probably a lot. Yeah, and we need to have compassion for those people. You know, it's true, right? Because where are they coming from? They're coming from woundedness, right? They're not feeling whole. And so I guess the ultimate act of divinity then is to extend your own Christ light to those people who are trying to put a damper on yours. Neil, you had something a minute ago.
Well, I just think letting your light shine, we are each an individual expression of God.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have to do on a daily basis, is how do we manifest that individualization of God to other people, however it may be.
Right. And we, in our talents, in our mannerisms and personalities, honoring each other's gifts, whatever the other person brings to the table, whatever that is, there's a gift there. There's a gift. And our job, part of our job here, is to find each other's gifts and bring them into the light, right?
Now, when I walked in this morning, I knew I wasn't going to come, and at the last minute I said, I need to go to church. I need to find my light. And when I walked in the door, there's Priscilla.
Told ya.
And I felt the goodness come in from, and that's why I volunteered to go up and light the Unity candle, because I needed to find my light. And with my good friends here in this church, I found my light this morning. Does that make any sense? Weeks, and it's very heartwarming to come in, and Neil says, well, you're sitting on the wrong side, you belong on this side. You have to change your apartment someday. But it's so welcoming to come in and see everybody welcome you and smile and greet you so happily.
It is.
And you walk
it's nice to have times where you know we're at least an hour a week. You're welcome.
You're welcome and you're loved, whoever you are, wherever you are, right? I wasn't part of this congregation when it was given its name, but this congregation, this church, is Unity Church of Light for a reason. You know, I think that was divine guidance, certainly. Okay, excuse me, I'm not behind the cheater stand, the pulpit, so let me take a look at my notes here for just a second. One of the reasons I think we hesitate sometimes to let our light shine is that we fear that it's somehow not enough, right? Our gift is maybe not enough, not quite good enough. How many of you have sat in a meeting and you had an idea and you choked it down because you were afraid, oh, that's good, people are going to think that's dumb? Anybody experienced that? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody ever thought about purchasing a piece of clothing or an accessory or a hat, whatever, and thought, that might be a bit over the edge. I probably shouldn't do that.
Never.
I know I have. I know I have. What is? Why is that? Why we're afraid we're not enough, right? We won't be accepted. We might be rejected, right? Well, you know what? The first time I heard the song, you are a garden, there is a garden, Eddie was here and played that song, and I just, because at the time I was going to read the Daily Word, and at the time the Daily Word readers were sitting up there. And I heard that song, and I had tears going down my face, and I had to get up to read the Daily Word, and Paulette at the time said, I didn't think you were going to make it through that, you know. But we go through life, and unlike that little two-year-old whose world is just wide open for him, stuff happens along the way. And we begin to feel that our light is not good enough. Our gift is not good enough. We are not enough. Well, okay. Back to the Bible. If I can get my glasses untangled. This is from Matthew. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. These gifts that you have, whatever they are, were given to you by our source, God the Father, whatever name and identity you want to give it. Have you ever given somebody a gift? Now, I know you're not supposed to put strings on the gifts that you give, but have you ever given somebody a gift and you knew that it got put in a drawer and it never got used? Have you ever did give? I have.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay, because you meant it as a gift, you gave it as a gift, and that's fine. But wouldn't you rather have seen it out there? God wants your gifts out in the open, whatever they are. And they are so much more than enough. Every one of you, every one of us is so much more than enough. In fact, I want you to turn to each other. Turn to the person next to you, behind you, what other. I want you to tell them, you are so much more than enough. Do it now. You are so much more than enough. Every one of you.
Yes.
Isn't that cool? Yes. Doesn't that feel wonderful? So let your own light shine, and then let's take it one step further, right? Make it your job this week to find somebody else's light. Yes. Sometimes we begin to believe things about ourselves that aren't particularly true, and then somebody comes along and holds up a different mirror in front of us, and we go, oh, I didn't, really? Okay. Do that for somebody this week. Hold a mirror up for them. Let them see their own Christ light. Help them find it in case it's gotten lost. I guarantee you'll find your Christ light in the process. Guarantee it. Okay. As we always do, let's go into a moment of quiet meditation, if we will. Just make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath in and release. And again, in, breath of God, and release. Feel the muscles in your face relax. Feel your neck relax and your shoulders. Feel the tension drip down your arms and out the tips of your fingers. Feel your body cradled by the seat you sit in. Feel your legs relax. And again, take a deep breath and release. And let anything remaining flow out. Anything else you need to let go of, let go. And picture in front of you a light, a bright light. You don't know where it's coming from. There's no candle, there's no lamp, there's no bulb, just a light. And feel that light moving towards you slowly, closer and closer until finally it consumes you, enters you right through the core, that solar plexus, and becomes part of you. And let that light be the light now through which you view your world. Take a mental trip through your day and see yourself going through those daily routines with that light inside you and glowing from within. And breathe. Feel the warmth go through your body. Feel it spread to every corner and every crevice and warm you with God's light and love. It's like liquid warmth moving through you. And now imagine the people in your world in front of you, gathered together, family, friends, co-workers. And see a light over them as they're gathered together. A bright white light. And watch it bathe them and enter them and spread through them and give them the same warmth you are feeling. Each and every one of them. See all the people whose hearts still break from the tragedies from this day. See them with a light inside. And send them love and healing and wholeness.
So, let's rest for a moment in the silence of prayer. So as we prepare to come back to the sanctuary, breathe again. Feel your legs and your torso come back alive. Bathed with light, you feel your lungs and your heart and your arms. Once again, you feel them, you become aware. You feel your face awaken, ready to move out into the world to shine your light and to hold a candle and a mirror for others to find their own light. And know, feel right now the joy of the task that lays before you. Feel the joy. God's greatest gift to you is love. Give it freely to yourself and to others. And we come back into the room. As we come together to recite the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.